It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. September is Hunger Action Month. An update on the situation in our region from the New Mexico News Connections, Ross Brown.
The number of people struggling to put food on the table in New Mexico has decreased since the onset of the pandemic. But those without jobs and many families with children are still struggling to get back on their feet. In June, Albuquerque social worker Larissa Orozco found herself without enough billable hours to afford groceries and says she turned to the Roadrunner Food Bank for help.
It's not only those who don't have jobs or who are unemployed. It's also the working people out in the community.
September is Hunger Action Month, led by the Feeding America Network, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. The group encourages donations to your local food bank, volunteering there, or hosting a food drive. Donations can be made to rrfb.org. In New Mexico, one in three children and one in five people overall are at risk of hunger, according to Sonia Warwick with the Roadrunner Food Bank. She says for every dollar donated to hunger relief agencies, five meals can be provided, meals that help ensure fewer residents are going without.
We do expect rural communities to be impacted by hunger. Obviously, children, so families with children in them are definitely impacted in a larger way. Seniors, absolutely.
Advocates for ending hunger are wearing orange on Hunger Action Day, Friday, September 17th. Orozco says that day or any day this month is a good opportunity to pay it forward if you have the financial means.
If you're not one that needs food, hey, that's great. Count your blessings. But if you're able to give back and give to those agencies so that they can take care of those in the community that aren't able to take care of themselves, do it.
Starting October 1st, the Biden administration has authorized an increase in benefits for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Participating households will be eligible for $250 more per month in food benefits, or $36 a person. The Department of Agriculture estimates the program feeds more than 42 million Americans each month. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. This week, many people are thinking about the 20th anniversary of 9/11, including commentator Walt Rubel.
As I think back to the morning of September 11th, 2001, my primary memory is one of confusion. Like most Americans, I didn't know anything about Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda, and I couldn't imagine how or why anyone would do such a thing. During an address to a joint session of Congress on September 20th, President George W. Bush told us who committed the act, and he attempted to explain why. Quote, "They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree with each other," Bush offered. But I understand his reluctance. It's a fraught question. Whatever actions our nation may have taken in the past to provoke those in the Middle East, they did not involve the 2,977 innocent men and women who showed up for work that morning and lost their lives. Looking at the speech now, it all seems incredibly empty and sad. "Our grief has turned to anger and anger to resolution," Bush warned. "Whether we bring our enemies to justice or justice to our enemies, justice will be done." In the speech, Bush laid out a series of demands that he knew the Taliban couldn't meet as a pretext to going to war in Afghanistan, just as he would later deliver a list of demands that Saddam Hussein could not meet as a pretext to going to war in Iraq. And the president established an impossible definition for victory, ensuring the two-decade slog that was to follow. "It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated," he said. The speech was filled with the kind of Texas swagger that made our 43rd president so endearing. "We would win the wars to come," Bush assured us, "not only because of our superior military force, we also had God on our side. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain," Bush crowed. "Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God was not neutral between them." 20 years later, I'm less confused. Now, I understand not only who did it, but who will try to do it again, and why. They are equally convinced that God is on their side. And they are determined that all of us must be on God's side and must follow His dictates as they interpret them. My confusion from that morning later gave way to anger and sadness in that order. That part hasn't gone away in the past 20 years. I suspect it never will. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.